Got a very important Mars update for you today. As you know, for many years, in my own podcasts and articles, I've talked about how there's water on Mars. And, well, today, the European Space Agency made a huge announcement. And you can find this all over the internet, even in the mainstream media. They say they found a massive deposit of water on Mars. It's in a canyon that they say is 20 times wider than the Grand Canyon. This massive canyon of water. And that same article talks about how they detected it from, you know, their orbiting, you know, ground penetrating satellite system. And so they have all this water on Mars. Okay. Well, we've known about water on Mars for a long time. We've known even about liquid water on Mars, even though this announcement is about frozen water on Mars. But what else are we told about Mars by NASA and the science establishment? We're told that the atmospheric pressure on Mars is near vacuum. They say that the atmospheric pressure is only 0.6% of the pressure of Earth's atmosphere at sea level. And in that 0.6% atmospheric pressure, by the way, due to the laws of physics, it would be impossible to have liquid water or even ice. And why is that? Well, because in a vacuum, ice goes through a phase shift called sublimation that bypasses the liquid phase, and it goes directly from solid, which is ice, into vapor, water vapor. So that's called sublimation. And if you were to be flying around outer space in your super spaceship, your Millennium Falcon or whatever, and you rolled down the window and you chucked some ice cubes out into the vacuum of space, those ice cubes would instantly and literally vaporize. They would be turned into vapor because of sublimation. Because it does take air pressure to keep ice as ice. Another way to think about this is that the less pressure you have in the atmosphere, the more quickly water boils when you're raising its temperature. Or in other words, the boiling temperature of water depends on the atmospheric pressure. And this is why people who live at altitude, they know that it's easier to boil water at altitude than it is to boil water at sea level. Did you know that? I think, well, people who live at altitude know that. So you're cruising around even in Denver. It's easier to boil water in Denver or parts of Wyoming and so on compared to, let's say, Houston because of the atmospheric pressure difference. So NASA says that the atmospheric pressure of Mars is only 0.6%. But yet, the European Space Agency says we found this massive deposit of ice, like a massive canyon, essentially the size of many lakes on Earth. Well, these two are contradictory pieces of information. Clearly, if the ice is real, you know, the frozen water, if that's real, and by the way, there are photos of polar ice caps on Mars. If that's real, then there has to be some kind of atmosphere. So it raises the question, is NASA lying to us about the lack of atmospheric pressure on Mars? All right, let's bring in another data point on that to help answer this question. NASA, in 2019, they launched a mission to Mars that contained a helicopter. I forgot the name of this helicopter, but this helicopter arrived on Mars, I think seems like it was in 2020. And ever since then, they've been flying this helicopter around Mars. And if you go to nasa.gov and you search for the word helicopter or the phrase helicopter on Mars, you'll see all the press releases and the videos and just all the stories about how awesome it is. They have a Scout. I think it's even called Scout, by the way. I think that's the name of the helicopter. And they're flying the Scout around Mars. I mean, it's a helicopter. Well, how do helicopters operate? Well, the rotor spins quickly, and the rotor is like a wing or a couple of wings, and the wings create lift when they pass through dense air, right? Well, you can't fly helicopters where you have no air pressure. You can't fly helicopters in outer space. Why? There's no air. There's no lift. Therefore, there's no thrust. In fact, on Earth, you can call up any helicopter pilot that you might know or just find one and ask them the question. Say, hey, I want to know if you can take me on a ride and fly your helicopter with me up to 80,000 feet of altitude, something like that, you know, where the air is thin, like NASA tells us it is on Mars. And the helicopter pilot will say, well, that's impossible because the helicopter won't fly higher than, you know, X altitude, whatever that is. It might be 20,000 feet, 25,000. It's probably way lower than that. It's probably like 15,000 feet or something. And of course, it depends on the lift and the mass of the helicopter and so on. But air density is everything when it comes to creating lift. And that's why you can't have a helicopter rescue if you're hiking around on Mount Everest and you run out of oxygen up there. You can't just call for a helicopter. Hey, come pick me up. I'm out of air. You know, the helicopter pilot will say, well, you can't fly up there. And that's what is Mount Everest? Like 29,000 feet or something like that. Okay. So you can't fly helicopters on Mars if NASA is telling the truth about the air pressure on Mars. And also, you can't have ice on Mars if there's only 0.6% of Earth's atmospheric pressure. So what does this all mean? Here's what I think it means, folks. Mars has an atmosphere, and this atmosphere is a whole lot thicker than what we've been told. And I've even seen over the years, if you look at undoctored NASA Mars rover photos, they show a blue sky. A blue sky. Yeah, they're all photoshopped to make it look more hazy and red. And, you know, they choose landing spots that look like deserts. A lot of them look like deserts on Earth, come to think of it. And they don't show you the life that's on Mars. Because life was discovered on Mars with the Viking lander in 1976. That was microbial life, and it was confirmed using a mass spectrometry instrument that was on the Viking lander. That was covered up by NASA. The greatest discovery in the history of science, it was covered up. Carl Sagan even had called the NASA scientist that created that experiment, and I regret that I forgot his name. And Carl Sagan even congratulated him and said, it's the greatest discovery in the history of science. You've discovered life on Mars. And then NASA covered it all up and pulled the research and said, no, it was a mistake, you know. Kind of like how science journals now claim that ivermectin is horrible and might kill you, but vaccines are safe and effective. Yeah, that's been going on for a long time. So NASA has known about life on Mars since at least 1976. NASA knows that there's an atmosphere on Mars, and the European Space Agency confirmed now that there is a massive amount of water on Mars. Folks, that means there's an entire ecosystem on Mars. There's life on Mars, there's fungi, single-celled organisms, soil, microbes, possibly even, you know, not just fungi, but algae, possibly simple life forms, possibly, who knows? I mean, grasses, trees, I don't know what all's on there, but there's life on Mars, okay? There's a lot of life on Mars, and it's been a cover-up for a very long time. They're just kind of slowly starting to leak this out because, for whatever reason, they want humans here on Earth to start to realize that we're not alone in the universe. And if there's life on Mars, well, that means there's probably life on all kinds of other planets all across the cosmos. And it also means there are more complex life forms on other planets, not just Earth. So that's what this means, folks. They've been flying a helicopter around Mars, and they've got a massive lake of water, well, frozen water, on Mars. They've got an atmosphere. Yeah, there's life on Mars, folks. So ask yourself the question, why have they been lying to us this entire time? Okay. Now you can read more about this and other similar news at a website I publish called space.news. Just go to space.news and you can hear more of my podcasts and videos at brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening.